RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for the South Florida High School Sports Show on FM 104.3 WQAM. Florida's most in-depth coverage of high school sports.
Sponsored by U Health, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute's physicians deliver the precision of academic medicine to every pro, adult, and youth athlete. For your best recovery, go with pro-level expert care. Recover your game at uhealthsports.com.
And welcome to our South Florida High School show for a right in the middle of the week on a Wednesday for you. Larry Bluestein taking you up until just 7 o'clock this evening. We have a short show. But it's going to be a productive show. Andy Villamarzo in just a few minutes. Did you get him? Because he said he's ready. So just give him another call. Yeah, give him. He says he's ready. He's in Georgia at the dome. There they have Georgia playoffs. But anyway, as we are, we have just an hour with you this evening, and then we'll be back on Monday. Just to let you know, for 2 hours, and then our following week we'll have a best of the South Florida High School Sports Show on New Year's Eve. Trevor Harris and I will put that together for you in the next week, but thanks so much. We're going to start things off last weekend, starting on Wednesday of last week, 7 football games for state championships at FIU at Pitbull Stadium. Crowning 7 different champions, some exciting games, some not so exciting games. Somebody who's on the move, I mean, because I'll tell you what, he's been to Tennessee, he's been to Alabama, he's been here to Florida, and now he's in Georgia for their state championship games, and they have some pretty good state championship games going on. Yes. I know, I heard. We'll talk to Andy Villamarzo, and we are going to hook up with him now. Andy, thanks so much for taking the time from Rivals.com. Certainly, you're a busy man. You're in Georgia right now for their state championships. But let's take it back a week to Florida and an opportunity to crown 7 state champions here. What were your overall thoughts on the way things ran and some of the games? Obviously, we finished up with the 7A state championship game that was a memorable one. Vero Beach dominated pretty much the entire game. Lake Mary came back into the Hail Mary, Hail Lake Mary, as they call it, came back and won the damn game. And craziness. But what were your thoughts on the overall, the 7 state championship games here in Florida?
Well, Larry, thank you for having me. And I thought it was entertaining. I put out a tweet kind of, you know, about the attendance of the, 1A through 7A. And it was just over 21,000, and I kind of put out, like, it's kind of a shame, you know, a lot of people missed out because you missed out on some really good Florida high school football. I mean, 7-8 title game, obviously the Hail Mary heard around the world, and then you just go down the line. I mean, there was just so many competitive. The 4A state championship was a really good one. The 3A one, obviously, down to the wire, very much like the 7A. Just a lot of good games.
Yeah, and I mean, in getting to your attendance, I mean, you know, I look at it, and I know you and I talked about this, but there's A, you look at St. Thomas Aquinas playing on Thursday night. A lot of people, if you want, you could sit home and watch it. They've been there so many times. I know it's funny, to say, wow, you know, why miss a state championship game? But St. Thomas was in their seventh consecutive state championship, and they've been to loads of them. Was there a complacency thing? Because certainly, even if it was played at the Villages or Orlando or Tampa or wherever, a game like that really wouldn't have brought any more people, probably a lot less, because of, you know, maybe, you know, you take a look at Lakeland and they probably would have traveled a little bit better on being closer. But really, a game like that really wouldn't have brought many more. You look at the 3A state championship. Yeah, if it was played in Orlando, maybe Jacksonville Reigns would have brought a few more. But, you know, Northwestern people are kind of complacent as well. They won going away last year. They were predicted to win by 3-4 touchdowns this year. You know, I'm not defending the crowd, Andy, but I'm just saying that, you know, that's where we're at. I don't think wherever you play it in the state of Florida, you're going to have an abundance of people for any of the games. Obviously, Vero Beach playing for the first time in 44 years, they brought pretty much half the town. While Lake Mary was here last year and didn't look very good, losing to Venice. So their attendance probably wasn't that great. Probably one of the most surprising attendances was the first night, and we discussed this yesterday, was Cardinal Mooney of Sarasota, which on a Wednesday evening, a private school that doesn't have a community, brought a lot of people. So we could sit here and look at the crowds, but I'll bet if they did some sort of measuring on how many people actually watched the game on the NHSA, whatever it was, network, whoever carried it, that they probably did quite well. I think the interest is there. A lot of people, especially with the economy, Christmas is next week, and I don't have to tell you, you know, that the hotels in South Florida are not cheap. There's probably a mix of things. I still think the interest in football in the state is pretty high.
Yeah, no, and you know what I was going to compare it to is it's like baseball. You know, people don't see a ton of baseball fans out, but Major League Baseball has put out their streaming numbers are through the roof. They're setting records. So, I mean, maybe in person people, you know, aren't showing out, but I actually was going to mention that. I'd love to see the NFHS numbers and, you know, how many people actually watched. And I'm sure they were really good, especially the last day. I mean, you know, me, you, and everybody else, we toughened out the conditions. I mean, it was pouring. It was a downpour. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you went to that last game, I mean, hey, pat yourself on the back. Battled that out with the rain.
And then you take a look at some of the matchups and let's, you know, everybody talks about private schools, but the thing about private schools is you don't have the community. You really don't. So it's so spread out, like a St. Thomas Aquinas or a Chaminade or a Cardinal Newman or whoever was playing. So from an attendance standpoint, you know, I mean, obviously was held back. But what did you think about the play? Because we have some really good football players. You know, you look at a Wes Broward, Wes Boca. It was Wes Broward's first ever public school, obviously, not far away, maybe a half hour away, 40 minutes at the most from where FIU is located. And a Wes Boca team that was there last year, won for the first time and then repeated again. Talk about that, because you had talent like in that game. Javion Mallory, who was on his way to the University of Miami, did a great job, was the MVP. A heck, a kicker from St. Thomas Aquinas. Johnny DeSalvatore, our hero, who was five field goals. He was the MVP. What do you think of the overall play? You know, we could probably dice up the attendance all, you know, for 10 hours. But what did you think about the play? Because that's what we base our, you know, our reputation on here in the state of Florida. Because you're in Georgia now. You've been to Tennessee. You've been to Alabama. How does – forget the crowds, but how does our talent, you know, through our 14 teams and our 7 games compare to some of the other teams that you're watching over the last couple weeks?
Well, the game last night that was probably the spectacle here at in Atlanta, it was Buford Carrollton. And, you know, I would love to see go to St. Thomas Aquinas. So I'd love to see them or Wes Broward against Buford and Carrollton. I think both teams have the defenses, and they put that on full display with shutouts against Lakeland and Wes Broward, respectively. And, you know, the way they were able to just kind of dominate those games in kind of different ways. You know, you can take home a defense or go on the road and take that defense and play against anybody. And I think that's what makes them nationally recognized team. You can hear the crowd in the background. You got Jefferson and Sandy Creek here. But I would love to see those two teams on a, you know, up against national powers outside of the state. And they, you know, Aquinas does that at the very beginning of the year. They played Mater Dei, West Boca Raton. They played Bergen Catholic this year. I mean, now looking back at it, the Cardinal Newman, what everybody was kind of, you know, downing them on, doesn't look too bad now. I mean, they beat Chaminade Madonna in the Class 1A title game, and now it's like, hey, they had a pretty good season.
Yeah. Villamarzo is joining us, rivals.com. But what I was going to say, Andy, is you take a look at those teams and you bring up, you know, some of the powers. You look at Northwestern. I mean, this is a program obviously stacked. I mean, they have kids going everywhere. Sarah.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. for cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Syracuse, certainly a lot of other schools. You have one of the top quarterbacks in the country for class of 2028 and Neiman Lawrence going against a Jacksonville Reigns team that came in last year unbeaten. This year they came in unbeaten, and a lot of people were a little skeptical. If they play 10 times, I'm not sure Reigns is going to have the majority of wins, but they did on that night. And it made for excitement because of the fact that I think everybody kind of took it for granted that Northwestern was just going to roll. They probably wouldn't give up a point, but they came down to the end and they got beat. And one of those games where, you know, Reigns kind of, you know, validated themselves, at least for this year, as one of the top teams in the state. Talk about a game like that, because you have talent on both sides, even though, you know, Reigns may not have an abundance of power four type of kids. That, you know, they have kids that can play. They have a lot of athletes. I think they got criticized a lot this year because they never played Jacksonville Bulls. They never played Jacksonville Mandarin, you know, teams in their own area. And they had an opportunity to play against Miami Central to open up the season. And they never played that game. Talk about what you think that if Reigns, how they would match up with, you know, a Northwestern over the long haul. If they play 2-3 times, do you think that they would stay tough, or do you think that Northwestern would get the majority of the wins?
I think if they played 10 times, I think that was the one time they would win. I honestly just felt like that was, you know, I thought coaching-wise, Northwestern got out-coached. That was just, you know, how I viewed it, because I saw one team that, you know, you got so many Division I recruits, I mean, signees, and then the other one, that, like you said, I mean, I'm not going to go David versus Goliath, but, I mean, I thought it was a little bit of a mismatch when you look at, you know, Division I prospects on one side and versus sure. what the other team had, but they had the heart, they had the determination, and they had 364 days to chew over this 41-0 loss from a year ago. So just knowing that for 364 days, they were hoping, praying that they would get this rematch with Northwestern. And if they got that one more opportunity, they were going to make the most of it. And that one time, that one opportunity, I mean, what does Eminem say? One shot, do not miss your chance to blow. Well, they didn't miss their opportunity. So they
you might
went
have
ahead
to give
they...
Eminem royalties there.
So yeah, they.
No,
they,
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, you take a look at now with the new classifications. I think everybody in 2A got a reprieve today because Cardinal Mooney went to 3A. So that kind of reprieved a lot of these teams, because I thought, you know, I mean, and I watched St. Thomas and they're great. But I thought that Cardinal Mooney by the end of the season was them and St. Thomas Aquinas were 1-2 easily, or 1-2 either way, because, and I know you didn't get to that game because you were up watching the other state championships, but you take a look at a lot of these players that Cardinal Mooney has. I mean, and the kid Elijah Golden is going to Notre Dame, stud. Just an out-and-out stud. You know, they had an abundance of talent. They had a lot of size. And, I mean, yeah, they're gonna have to replace a lot of kids. And then you look at Bowles. This is certainly no slouch. I mean, this is a program that's loaded with talent. The Naeem Burrows kids going to Clemson. You had, one of the top, if not the top running back in the country for 2028, and Xander Edwards. Talk about that, because I thought that first game, and it's on a Wednesday, and yeah, it was 50-28, but I thought that Cardinal Newman and Bowles probably had as much talent, you know, collectively as anybody.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen either team during the regular season, and you know, just to know that game was going to take place with the amount of talent that was going to be on the field or that was on the field. I mean, you just got to look at Class 2A for next season and say, oh, man, I mean, this is going to be one that easily could probably be the best classification of them all. Cardinal Mooney, they do lose a lot. They do have their quarterback, though, that I mean, I was
running back.
Yeah. Kanael Jackson is he had almost 200 yards rushing. Four touchdowns. I mean, Davin Davidson, 6'6", rocket arm. I mean, 22-14, that was the score when they lost to St. Thomas in the preseason. To me, and I know so many people hate kind of using scores and determining how good a team is, but I mean, you're not seeing many teams lose only by one score to St. Thomas Aquinas. I mean, most teams are losing by 3, 4, 5 touchdowns, and then you see what happened with Lakeland. I mean, 4 touchdown loss. And that's a team that's been there how many times in a row? So, I mean, both teams should definitely be back in the mix next year. Bowles, bring back Xander Edwards. Asher, I always say his last name.
Giotto.
I say Guido sometimes, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, geez. Either one. Yeah, but he's really good, too. Both of them sophomores and – and that's the one thing. You look around the entire state, whether it be in the Panhandle where you have Pace, Choctaw, schools like that, or in Orlando, a really good Orlando Jones team. I thought that was probably, for the second year, one of the best games with American Heritage Plantation, who probably you look at, and I know that you agree that you look at somebody like a Mike Smith, the head coach at Heritage, and look at all he went through this year. Lost perhaps the number one quarterback in the country before the season started in Dia Bell. You lost Jonathan Bueno, arguably the balance of the team as a running back. You're without Brandon Bennett, who's going to FSU most of the year with an injury. But yet this is a team that lost 5 times during the year and still won a state championship. And you were standing there when he said in the post game, listen, I'm not going to change what I do. I'll play the same schedule next year. And if it means we lose 5 games, but we're holding that trophy at the end of the year, I'll do it. And you got to commend that team and Coach Smith for what they did.
Yeah. And more coaches, I think, are kind of going with that approach is I'd rather schedule tough, go through the adversity, rather than win my 10 games and go into the playoffs basically untested. And you're kind of wondering, well, how are we going to do against some of these upper echelon teams? Well, we're going to find out. Yeah. Mike Smith doesn't need to find out. He already knows. He knows how they're going to match up against the Edna Carrs, the St. Thomas Aquinas's, the Chaminade Madonnas. Because he's played those teams, because he's coached against them. He knows what his guys are capable of. I mean, I look back at that Edna Carr game, and to go into overtime without your Texas commit or now signee India Bell, you have to put a wide receiver at quarterback with, I don't know how much practice the kid had at the position, probably very little. And you go into overtime and only lose by a touchdown? I mean, to me, I ended up naming him the Florida Coach of the Year because 10-5. I'm ignoring the losses because at the end this thing culminated with a state championship and just an extremely impressive job by Coach Smith and his staff.
100%. Andy, let everybody know how they can follow you. I mean, we're going to have you on plenty in the off season, but I just want to let everybody know how they can follow you because you got a lot of good stuff coming up as well.
Absolutely. You can follow me over on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Andy_Villamarzo. And then find my articles over on on3.com. You go to the Rivals section, go down to high school, and you know, got news not just in Florida, but all over the country. A lot of some Florida news today. You got Keith Bam Brown, former Louisville Sandow, new head coach of Miami Norland, and Robbie Pruitt, the only coach in the country to win 200 games in two different states, is now at Union County, one of the newest members of the Sunshine State Athletic Association.
Good stuff. Andy, I can't thank you enough, man. Enjoy. We'll talk soon. Merry Christmas to you and your family. And we enjoyed hanging out with you at all the games.
Yeah. Hey, likewise. Always a great time with you and over at the state championships. Thank you for having me, and Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You too. Andy Villamarzo from Rivals.com does an outstanding job. He's at Georgia right now in the Georgia Dome. They play theirs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't see how they get crowds, but you know what? What the heck? If you're going, you go. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. Short night this evening. Trevor Harris and myself will take you up right up until about 7 o'clock. In just a few minutes, we'll talk about the Crib Classic, Miami-Dade versus Broward. All-star game coming up on Sunday at Trash Pal. And we'll take a look at the University of Miami's matchup on Saturday afternoon with Texas A&M. Don't go away. We'll be right.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Right back.
Let's get back to South Florida high school sports on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsports.com.
Short show this evening. Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, take you right up until the top of the hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Big weekend of high school football last weekend, and then this weekend kind of ties a little bow on it right before the holidays for the Crib Classic All-Star Game, Dade versus Broward. Have the 8th grade All-Star Game. You have a little girl action as well, and then the Dade Broward game all Sunday at Tras Powell. One of the title sponsors, 305 Sports, the Euro brothers do an awesome job. I can't even tell you. They're everywhere, and they're part of this, huge part of this Crib Classic. I know that they're starting the practices this evening. Anthony Euro has done a great job. He and I talk all the time, and he does a superb job. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Anthony, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you're busy. I know that you got practice this evening, and let's talk about this game, because you guys seem to have gotten over the last couple of years some of the best talent in Dade and Broward to play in the game right before a lot of them leave for college.
Hey, Blue, how's it going, my guy? I appreciate you having us on. And, yeah, I mean, what an awesome opportunity to host this Dade versus Broward game for the second straight year, where not only do we get to highlight the best seniors down here in Miami-Dade and Broward County, but host a game like the girls' flag football, the 8th grade game once again, and even incorporating Little League. We're having a 12U game between the Miami Gardens Ravens, which have Lil Rod, local superstar down here, and Miami Powell, a cool rematch from last year's matchup. So great opportunity to highlight these kids that, you know, we've been covering all season, and even kids that maybe we don't get to cover throughout the year, and give them that last push so they can enjoy their senior season and also maybe get signed, you know? That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Yeah. 100%. And you had a chance to go to the state championships this last weekend, and obviously, you know, some really good games, and a lot of the kids out of that game will be playing on Sunday as well. Talk about your observations of what the state championships were like. I mean, obviously, we'd like to have won the, you know, a couple more games, but certainly great football, but not only for South Florida, but the entire state kind of put their best foot forward.
Definitely. Some awesome football. Glad that it was at FIU. You know, we don't have to make the long drives, but I definitely wish some of the Dade County teams like Northwestern came up top with Chaminade. But, you know, all the credit to schools like West Broward for their seasons, West Boca for being able to go back-to-back. I'm not sure if a Palm Beach team's ever done that. Right. And, you know, some great football. A team like American Heritage to go through what they went through throughout the season, coming into the playoffs to then 4-5 record and turning it around, just, you know, it goes to show that there are programs that have established, you know, cultures and standards, and they end up living up to it when it comes to December.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about Sunday. I mean, you guys moved. It was on Saturday, but obviously the Hurricanes will be playing on Saturday afternoon at noon, and you were, you know, obviously our loyalty is to watching them as well. Sunday, you have a lot going on. You have the Little League game. You have the 8th grade game, which last year produced a couple of players that played this year at high school. And then certainly you have the girls, who we have some of the best, you know, at Miami Edison, Palmetto, teams like that that have been that state rated over the last couple of years that have done really, really well. And then the boys game, then the Dade Broward high school game starts at like 6 o'clock. Talk about some of the players that they're going to be expected to see, because I know you're having practice, and I know you guys worked your butt off to just pick the teams, because it's not easy. You come off of a season, a lot of these kids, you know, be leaving, you know, in the next couple of weeks for school, and, you know, but this is their last opportunity, and these are the people in South Florida. This is your last opportunity to see these football players that, you know, started out as youth football players and worked their way up. Talk about some of the players that have already committed for the game on Sunday.
Yeah, Blue, we have a great list of guys. I mean, first of all, just an amazing day of football down at Tras Powell Stadium. Unique opportunity to go to Adidas Field and have our own event there. I know it's been a long time coming. We've known each other for over 5 years, so it's great to be able to have our own event at the Mecca.
have anywhere from girls' game to 8th grade and the 12U, and, of course, the main game, which will be at 6 p.m. on Sunday. You know, we're looking at, you know, one of the most dominant receiver corps and offenses in Broward County. Leon Strotter, his guys, mm-hmm. his receivers are committed to playing in this game right now, which, I mean, is as good as it gets when you look at state champions. And then St. Thomas Aquinas, last year they went above and beyond participating in this game. We had guys like Andrew Indorf and, yeah. you know, Braden Ho, Cameron Roberts, all those guys that went on to play Division I, they went in and balled. All of them scored, and we're expecting the same this time around with St. Thomas and the way that they'll be involved. So Broward, I mean, we're expecting, you know, they're not coming lightly once again. They got the dub last year, and for Dade, we're expecting another group of, you know, guys that are hungry. A lot of the central guys have committed, like Jaden Ford, Brandon Kinsey, Anthony McQueen. We got guys like Barbara Goldman, like Trey Bell, who's ready to play. We might see a little bit of Kent Dobson if he wants to suit up, you know. You know, it's fun here at this part of the week because you're kind of trying to get these guys to commit to the games. We got practice, but, you know, we're excited for game day and how everything's going to play out.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do, I mean, the football down in South Florida is as good as any, I mean, in the country. And, you know, we just had Andy Villamarzo on, and Andy's been, you know, just in the last 2 weeks, he's been to Tennessee, Alabama, and now he's been at Georgia the last couple of days watching theirs. And, you know, he said that the teams in Florida certainly, you know, are as comparable or better in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's, and you know that, because we favor South Florida being down here, but we saw over the last, last week, teams from Jacksonville and Reigns, and we saw Cardinal Mooney from Sarasota, and we saw Lake Mary, and we saw Orlando Jones, and we saw a lot of these teams outside the area that a lot of people never get a chance to see. And, you know, obviously we're going to be seeing Darian Coleman down here from Orlando Jones, and we're going to see Javion Mallory over the next couple of years. What are your thoughts about as far as the talent that you got an opportunity to see, not just from Dade County, but throughout the state?
Yeah, I mean, we saw some really inspired football, and, you know, us obviously covering South Florida football year in, day out, and seeing a team like Reigns bring the punch after getting beat like they did last year, and, you know, really, like I said, bring the punch, and that fumble at the 1 yard line. Like, I mean, I respect teams like that. They come to play, and they definitely had some dogs. I mean, Orlando Jones, obviously a great program over in Orlando, and their offense is dynamic. Obviously, American Heritage, underrated D-line, underrated linebackers there, came to play even without Kimani Morales. They mm-hmm. brought they might have sacked Darion Coleman 10 times. So they went to work, and we saw some great football. Only game I missed was probably the best game that you told me to stay for. So the Lake Mary Vero Beach game.
Oh, wow. Well, you had to go. You had to do other stuff. It rained, but nevertheless, it came down to a Hail Mary. Let everybody know how they could do ticket-wise. Are they on GoFan? How do these people, you know, try to get, you know, get to the game on Sunday, you know, as far as any of the games?
Yeah, you can go to cribclassic.com/tickets. Or you can visit 305 Sports or Crib Classic on Instagram, TikTok, all over social media. We're busting it out on our Instagram story left and right. We're at the practice right now, so we'll be putting out some more promo and getting these guys right. But definitely cribclassic.com/tickets.
Anthony, I can't thank you enough, man. As always, man, keep doing what you do. Can't wait to see you guys on Sunday. Sorry I couldn't do play-by-play. That's just not my deal. But nevertheless, I will be there, and I appreciate everything you guys have done, and you guys work your butt off, and tell your brother to enjoy College Station on Saturday.
Yes, sir. I'll be there. And yes, sir, you're the go. I appreciate you.
Good stuff. Anthony Yero, representing the Crib Classic, also 305 Sports. He and his brother just bang it. I mean, I'm telling you, they do everything. They're everywhere. They have great video footage, and they know the game inside and out. So check that out. Sunday, Trask Powell Stadium, all beginning around noon with the Little League game. eighth grade game, the girls flag football, and then at 6 o'clock, some of the best football players, senior football players from Dade and Broward County. So that should be pretty interesting. They moved that game for a reason, because they had it on Saturday, because the main course will take place at noon. The University of Miami in a college playoff game at College Station against Texas A&M. And somebody who will be right there front and center watching that game, and certainly has done a tremendous job all year from the spring right until now, is Gio Milian. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Gio, thanks so much for taking the time. Big doings on Saturday, man. Miami had to kind of almost beg their way into this darn thing. But now that they're here, and I know they're pumped up, talk about your thoughts, and thanks so much for joining us.
Just my quick thoughts off the hoof. Big for the program, two consecutive 10-win seasons, first time in over 20-something years now that, since that's happened. So the trajectory is on the up. The other thing with this playoff berth and this big game Saturday, win or lose, Miami has to show that they belong. That's the biggest thing of all of it.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. And they certainly, had put up, a fight down that last four games of the season. And really, I think that's what got them in. Yeah, they beat Notre Dame in the head-to-head, but I think what really got them in, and I think, you don't know how this committee thinks, because Miami played some of its best football down the stretch, on the road at Virginia Tech, on the road at Pittsburgh, but yet Alabama didn't. And losing heavily to Georgia, and Alabama pretty much was a shoo-in. Miami had to kind of, convince the playoff committee. What do you think is going to happen? Because you know that Miami over the last, I guess, four or five games has opened the playbook on offense. They've done a lot more. They've thrown to the tight ends. They've come up with trick plays. They use Malachi in every single way. So offensively, they're not predictable, Gio. They're, you and I sat there many a times in that press box shaking our head how predictable they were, midway through the season or early in the season. But now I think that Coach Dawson has opened this playbook, because I'm not worried about the defense. I think the defense is really going to come to play. I just think that the offense is shown now that they're not so predictable, and I don't think they're going to be able to tee off on Carson Beck.
Well, I like how you keyed in on defense, too. Defense definitely travels. Miami has one of the best units in the country this year.
Yeah.
Top 10 in terms of holding teams in total points per game throughout the season. So they have one of the better defenses in the entire playoff. But offensively, though, I agree with you. I do think they stick to that theme, how things have opened up, the usage of Malachi Toney, getting certain key guys back and more healthy now, like Mark Fletcher, CJ Daniels, those guys returning and having a clean bill of health for this postseason run should definitely help them. However, I think the biggest thing for Miami going into this game, it's not the largest task, because Texas A&M has not produced many turnovers on defense this year, but winning that turnover battle, playing a clean game of offense. Yes, creativity is great, but it has to be solid and fundamental and efficient every way through.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the very fact now that, you look at a guy like Gerard Pringle Jr., I mean, somebody like that who gives Miami a dimension that they didn't have earlier in the season. I mean, you have big backs, with, as you said, with Mark Fletcher, and obviously with Char Brown, guys who run tackle to tackle. They weren't going to really bust anything out. Now you have to kind of worry, if you're a defense, about Gerard Pringle, who can get to that next level and beyond. And somebody like Malachi Toney, if he decides to go out of the Wildcat, or if he does a sweep across the, and then throws the ball. Now there's more dimensions to this program. You have a healthy receiving core. You have obviously an offensive line that's been one of the best in the country. I think if you're an offensive fan, you're looking forward to this, because I just watched back the other day, Gio, the South Carolina A&M game. And I will guarantee you right now, if Miami gets out to a 30-point lead, they'll hang 50 points on this team because that's Miami. Miami's not going to go into a shell if they get up by 30 points, believe me. So if Texas A&M doesn't come to play, because you know Miami well, they're on the road. Everybody's saying you're going to lose. There's 100,000 fans. It's the most hostile environment you're going to play, blah, blah, blah. You know, you've heard that. Listen, playing at Gainesville last year was no picnic. You know, I mean, it's not an easy place to play. Miami's played in some hostile environments. And, yeah, but remember, it's a noon game. I think if it was later in the day or at night, you'd have more concern than you would at noon. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing since Mario Cristobal has been here, Miami in top out-of-conference matchups, like against Power Four teams, since Mario Cristobal has arrived, they are 4-1 in those matchups. I'm sure many fans could have their displeasure and disagreements about, you know, results in ACC and conference play and whatnot to potentially inferior opponents. However, Mario Cristobal gets his teams up for big games. And yeah. I think that's a theme that will continue to stick here going into this one. I have watched the tape on Texas A&M, and a funny stat that I'll bring up too, because a lot of people bring up about Marcel Reed and his dual threat capability. And yes, he's a very capable runner. However, sure. Miami has faced other dynamic quarterbacks very similar to Reed this year and have held all of those dual threat quarterbacks per se to a grand total of less than 80 rushing yards in, I think it was a span of either 4 or 5 individual games against true dual threat quarterbacks that can actually run, get outside the pocket, extend play. So I think that's really impressive in itself. I don't know if Reed is really going to challenge Miami so much with his legs. I think it just boils down to, can Miami stop the run? Can Miami stop the run, and can they establish the run on offense? Because Texas A&M has a problem, at least with their back seven, when it comes to stopping the run this season.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Obviously, a lot of things will be on the line, and you know what? I'm optimistic about this game. I really am. I just think that because Miami had to quote unquote beg their way into this darn thing, I think they have a lot to prove. They have a big chip on their shoulder. They're going to go in where nobody thinks they're going to win. Nobody gives them a shot, and I think that's where the adversity and the very fact that they're questioning people like. Bain, who is easily one of the best defensive linemen in the country, and Messidor, and not paying much attention to him. I think that's going to be a mistake. And I think the coaching staff at Texas A&M probably is still seething for the comments that were made, because you don't want to wake up the line, because I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to it. And certainly you'll be there. You'll be following it as well. Let everybody know how they can follow you, because obviously you got some good stuff coming up as a lead into the game.
Yeah. Everyone could check out some of my work at X at GeoMillion. And also on YouTube, I do the Caneswear podcast. I was on Comics on Canes with Michael Yo just yesterday as well. Sometimes I'm on Locked on Canes with Alex Dono. And, yeah, I just try to spread myself around, come on different shows, and just give any insight that I can.
Do a great job. Gio, happy holidays to you and your family. And I appreciate everything that you bring to the show. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Larry. The same to you as well.
Good stuff. Gio Millian, tell you what, when it comes to Hurricane football, this guy knows what he's talking about. And we sit right next to each other in the press box, and we talk all the time about, you know, during the games. And that's the best part, you know, with the fellow media, that you get an opportunity during the game and, you know, kind of banter things around. Sometimes this year, the games early in the season weren't going as planned, but certainly down the stretch, they played extremely well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up for our short show here on a Wednesday evening. Don't go away.
Time for more of the South Florida High School Sports Show. on FM 104.3 WQAM. Sponsored by the University of Miami Health System Sports Medicine Institute.
Back with you to wrap things up for Wednesday. Glad you could be with us. I appreciate that. Sorry about the early show. But next week on Monday night, we'll be with you from 6 to 8. It'll be our Christmas show. We'll have Trevor dress and everything. He'll have his little Santa suit. Maybe not. But nevertheless, thank you so much, Andy Villamarzo from Rivals.com, Anthony Euro, Crib Classic. Don't forget Sunday, that big Dave Broward game at Travis Powell Stadium. 6 o'clock for that start. Go to CribClassic.com for tickets. And Gio Milian, who will usher us in to the Texas A&M Miami college football playoff game this week. 8 o'clock start on right here on 104.3 FM. WQAM will be with you. I'll join Danny for the pregame. Thanks so much again for joining us. Trevor, we'll see you on Monday night. Thanks so much. Hockey is next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.